You're listening to The Cook Show, a podcast from the BBC. You can find out more at bbc.co.uk/collegeofproduction.
Hi, and welcome to The Cook Show. I'm Roxy Abraham Khan. When we listen to the radio, we hear the presenter and probably give little thought to how the show is produced. There's a whole team behind the presenter to get the show up and running, with the producer being key to setting up the show and getting it on air. The producer is responsible for lots of things, such as audio content, generating ideas for the show, to conducting research and managing the rest of the team. They're the unheard voice of the show. But just how important is their relationship with the presenter? In this podcast, we'll be exploring the producer-presenter relationship with thoughts from presenters and producers from across the BBC and commercial radio. So let's get down to it. What is the big deal about the producer-presenter relationship? Isn't it just two people working together? Capital Extra's Marvin Humes, BBC Radio 1's Greg James, and Sam Hall, a presenter on FM Selector Radio, don't seem to think so.
Presenter-producer relationship is crucial. You know, the presenter's role is obviously what everybody hears. The producer is what happens behind the scenes to make the show happen. I guess the relationship is they are the other voice, you know. They are the other side of the coin. You know, the presenter is what, you know, the people hear and what they see if they're watching online. And then the producer is the other, it's like a marriage, you know. It's like a, you know, partnership, and that's really important, you know, because I definitely wouldn't be able to give and deliver the same sort of shows I do without my producers, 100%.
It's probably the single most important thing, and it takes a while to get to the point where you're comfortable enough to be yourself on the radio, and it's only probably in the last 3 years where I feel like I've managed to do that. So you need brilliant producers, and I've been very, very lucky to have incredible producers. I think those people are very important, and I wouldn't be standing here right now if I hadn't had that brilliant mixture of those producers.
It's so important. I think the key to any good radio show, from the point of a presenter being comfortable, from being relaxed, from being themselves, from having the confidence to be themselves.
So what exactly does a producer do? Well, this can vary on different shows, but Absolute Radio's Jeff Lloyd tells us exactly what his producer Gareth does on his Drive Time show, and Greg Hughes, producer of Capital Extra's Big Top 40, tells us how it is for a more structured show.
On our show specifically, my producer Gareth is responsible for booking guests. He prepares me every day a précis of the news, which of course used to just be newspapers, but it's taken in lots of different sources, like what's trending on Twitter or things from BuzzFeed or Gawker or Wired or wherever, so that I've got an idea of where the day is at when I go on the air at 5 o'clock. And then his other role really is studio management. You know, I tend to think of ideas or what I want to do, and then say, Gareth, you need to get a donkey, and you need to get the theme from the Addams Family, or whatever. But on branded content, it's very collaborative, and Gareth works closely with the sales team to generate ideas for that kind of thing that fit in with the show. So he's very sort of ideas focused in that stuff, and I tend to be a bit more the engine of what's in the show on a given day.
Yeah, no, on the chart show, because it's such a formatted show, so I get in about 10 o'clock in the morning, and I'll kind of do all the maths that make the chart work, and then we will, I'll start writing the show, and then when they come in, they'll read through it with me, and they can tweak stuff if they want, but generally, you know, we know each other quite well, and I know how their styles work, and I know the stuff that they would like to talk about, and equally, they know that some stuff we've got to do that it might not be the most entertaining bit, but you've got to kind of say the numbers. So we do that, and then with the interviews I'll kind of write a guide interview, but then it's up to them to kind of bring that to life. So with a music interview, a lot of the time we're asking questions that they may have asked 1,000 times before, but it's about for each one of those interviews they bring that to life, and they add their own sparkle or their own knowledge of the industry or a band or a group, or if they've watched the video or whatever that might be. So it's very much a sort of two-way thing. And as a producer, my job is just to kind of provide all that information to them, and they're the ones that will present it and make it sound amazing. I just need to make sure that what I've given them is good stuff to start off with.
As Greg just mentioned, it's important to remember the producer-presenter relationship is two ways. So what can each learn from the other? We hear from BBC Radio 1's Greg James and BBC One Extra's Yasmin Evans.
They give you a lot of confidence, they give you ideas, you can bounce ideas off people. It's always better to have more than one person working on an idea, whether you're writing a book or a play or a screenplay, whatever you're writing. Very rarely can you just do it on your own. You need someone just to bounce an idea off or go, how about this? And they'll go, no, do it this way. So it's very important. Otherwise, you have no gauge, really. Otherwise, you're just going on the radio, and you need someone just to go, no, stop, think of it, do it this way, do it that way. And his expertise was amazing.
Actually, also from the the creative content as well, if you just get off on, you know, this is what my vision is and this is right, you've got to play around and, you know, experiment with ideas with the producer and with your assistant producer. Don't take it to heart if you feel like someone's bossing you about. I think the producer is basically the structure. They know, and my producer that I've been working with has been there since One Extra started, he's been there since 2002. So you can always learn from people. I don't think you should ever feel like, oh, you know, I've spoke to that person, I've learnt, I've got what I can, I need to move on. There's always something, and vice versa. My producer could learn something from me. I don't know.
Greg, Capital Extra's Vodafone Big Top 40 producer, says their show is a very busy one with two presenters and live guests coming in and out. So having a great two-way relationship definitely helps with the running of a very tight show.
I think with the Vodafone Big Top 40, the relationship between me and Marvin and Kat, who hosts the show, is one of trust. So we're on air for 3 hours every Sunday, which is a very complicated show. There's lots of different stakeholders to keep happy. There's, you know, artists coming in live during the show. We've got 40 songs to play. We've got to start at a certain time and finish at a certain time. So for those 3 hours, we're all incredibly busy. But I think it's all about trust. And Marvin and Kat put their trust in me, whether it's scripts I write for them or whether it's making sure that they don't sound like idiots, you know, that they need to be clued up. And equally, they put that trust in me, and I put that trust in them that the stuff I've done, they deliver properly. And they, if they've got any problems, they ask and they read through stuff beforehand and they flag any issues. And it's just a really open, honest relationship. It's like hanging out kind of with your best mates, but you know you've got a job to do. So it's about keeping it fun but serious and kind of just trusting each other.
Okay, so now we know just how vital having a great producer-presenter relationship is when making radio. But how do you go about building that relationship? According to BBC Three Counties breakfast presenter Ian Lee, it's first knowing you're in a 50-50 partnership.
I can't stress enough the 50-50 thing. There are some presenters who think it's all about them. Hey man, it's my show. The producer's just there to get me stories. And I work with producers who kind of think that it's their show and the presenter, is just their mouthpiece. And for me, it's got to be split down the middle. And sometimes we argue about stuff, about disagreements and stuff, and someone will win that argument. And it's generally right, you know, it's generally right.
You need someone who gives you confidence and lets you be creatively free, but also can rein you in if they think you're going off the topic.
Catherine Boyle, Ian's breakfast producer, actually started off on the other side of the desk and says knowing what she wanted from a producer has undoubtedly helped her when producing Ian.
My background was in presentation. I never really wanted this gig and in fact resisted it, didn't I, for quite a long time. Best job I've ever had. And I think that actually my time as a presenter has given me a better idea of what he needs to be able to do his bit. You know, I don't feel like I have to manipulate him or dominate him. My job is really just to make sure that he has got all he needs to sound fantastic, you know, and that's all I would have wanted as a presenter.
So what do you need to be a great producer? Well, it's in knowing when to stick to the rules, but also knowing when you can let your presenter run with it. That's where trust is paramount, and that comes with time.
So it's, for me, it's kind of trust. It's kind of tapping on my ear if I'm going a little bit too far in one direction, and just, you know, saying reel it in a little bit, or sometimes saying you can actually push this a little bit further if you want. Stop being coy. And what's slightly different with Catherine is she kind of co-hosts the show with me as well. I'm doing one job, she's doing two. She's producing and then coming on and chatting with me as well.
And what if you're not making radio but making podcasts instead? Is having a producer just as vital? Here's comedian, writer and podcaster Richard Herring with his thoughts.
For some of my stuff, I do need a producer. In my Leicester Square Theatre podcast, I have a producer. So I think it's helpful to have another pair of eyes and also just someone at the end to go, especially with my podcast, I'm having conversations that can sometimes go off in quite a bleak and disgusting and offensive ways. So it's quite good just to have someone ask them, go, was that bit about whatever. Okay, and he usually says it is. So that's the useful thing. But also in terms of just the technical side of doing stuff, I'm not that. I don't want to really put myself through that. I'm not good at that, and so it's good to have someone else to make sure everything sounds right and works, all that sort of stuff. So if you want something to sound nice, then I think you definitely need a producer. But there's more to that. You know, producers are a vital part, certainly of radio. And would be nice to have on all podcasts, but it's, you know, you have to pay people, don't you? They eat up money, those producers.
If you want to find out more about working in radio or other aspects of production, journalism or broadcast technology, please go to our website. Just search for BBC Academy. This podcast was produced by me, Roxy Ebrahim Khan. Thanks for listening.